Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Now, today we're going to be talking about cats.
Yay!
Felines. Are you a cat person or a
dog
person?
I like both, but I have cat. I have a cat.
You have a cat.
And I've had cats my whole life. Many friends have dogs. I love the dogs, but cats are my animal.
You have one cat.
One cat, one yes. Cat. You have more than that.
You call yourself a cat person.
I know. I'm an amateur. I'm just a beginner.
Three cats.
He's the expert.
Catspert.
Dr. Cat.
No. That's my wife.
That's your wife. Oh, you're the catspert.
I'm the cat spouse.
You took cat and expert.
Yes.
And put it there. That's
good. I did.
Okay.
So I'm excited about this.
Yes.
I love talking about cats.
Meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. See, he speaks cat.
I speak fluent cat.
That's great.
And you will be speaking fluent cat as well. By the end of today, we're going to read through our article all about treetop cat rescue, and then we'll be back.
Reading. Treetop cat rescue. The Pacific Northwest of the U.S. is known for its forests. However, there is a growing problem in these wooded areas. House cats are climbing huge trees and getting stuck there. Thankfully, help is just around the corner. Sean and Tom of the Canopy Cat Rescue Group work on saving cats stuck in trees. They're also the stars of Animal Planet's show, Treetop Cat Rescue. Sean and Tom are brothers-in-law and work as tree experts. They moonlight as rescuers of stranded felines. It's a dangerous job as they often have to climb very tall trees. Some of the trees can be more than 60 meters tall. In addition, cats sometimes don't want to be rescued. They'll scratch Sean and Tom, or even try to jump away, which could kill the cat. The brothers-in-law know the risks of their missions, so they take many precautions. When the job goes well, they're almost always thanked with big hugs by each cat's owner. It's part of what makes the job special to these cat rescuers.
We start off the article today in the Pacific Northwest. It says the Pacific Northwest of the U.S.
Okay.
is known for its forests. So
yes.
This is up in the northwest region of the country.
Right.
By the Pacific Ocean. That's why we call it the Pacific Northwest.
That's right. Seattle, Portland, mm-hmm. even Northern California. That's the part of the world we're talking about, the Pacific Northwest. And if somewhere is known for something, that means it's famous for something. A lot of people know that in the Pacific Northwest, you will find many green forests. It's very popular to go hiking.
A lot of mountains,
yes,
a lot of greenness there by
right.
the Pacific Ocean. However, there is a growing problem in these wooded areas.
Ooh, what is it?
Wooded areas, first of all, it just means a place where there's lots of trees.
A forest.
Yes. Sometimes we call a forest a wood,
mm-hmm.
or
woods.
The woods.
The woods.
I went for a hike in the woods.
Right.
We also call it wooded areas,
mm-hmm.
too. Just a place with a lot of trees. There's a problem there.
Mm.
That problem is
mm-hmm.
house cats are climbing huge trees and getting stuck there.
Hmm. Okay.
House cats, of course, cats that live in a house,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, they're comfortable. You know this. They
right.
like to sit around and sleep a lot.
Okay.
18, 20 hours, 22 hours a day.
Yes, yes.
They sometimes
do.
They get outside, though. Or sometimes people let them outside.
Yeah,
they can roam around.
Get some exercise.
And, you know, just get some sunshine.
That's right.
But cats like to climb things.
They do. Sometimes they climb up things to chase animals. Sometimes an animal like a dog will chase the cat and it will find a safe place at the top of the tree. So this is a growing problem. Now, I'm getting the feeling this problem isn't really like, you know, war or disease or global warming. It's not going to kill us all. But if you're a cat in the Pacific Northwest or a cat lover, it is a problem. And the problem is house cats are climbing huge trees and getting stuck there. Ooh, that is a problem. If something is stuck, that means it can't move from that place. For some reason, it's not able or not allowed to leave that place. A cat in a tree, for example, will find it difficult to climb down. If you don't have enough money for the bus and you're trying to get home, you might call your friend and say, hey, come and help me. I'm stuck. I'm in a place and I can't get out of it. I can't leave.
So this is a problem,
yeah.
Especially for the cats who
are the cat lovers like us.
Stuck up the tree and
sure.
Can't get down.
Meow.
Thankfully,
meow.
Help is just around the corner.
Meow.
If something is just
I'm a stuck cat.
Oh, you're a stuck cat. That's
yes.
What you are.
Meow.
Well, help is just around the corner, Mr.
Okay.
Big Stuck Kitty.
Thank goodness.
If something is just around the corner, it means it is coming soon.
Mm.
It will soon be here. We can use this in the literal sense, too, when we're talking about distance.
Oh, okay,
as
like
well.
The store is just around the corner.
Yes,
it
means
right
it's,
there.
It's right over there.
Sure.
You can walk there in 30 seconds. But
okay.
In this case, it means help is coming soon. It will soon arrive for these cats.
Like today is December 24th, so
yes.
We can say Christmas is just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
It's tomorrow. Or even New Year's is just around the corner. It's over just a week away.
It's coming soon. And something else that is coming soon is our shortcut for you, all about this phrase, just around the corner.
Huh.
Shortcut for you.
I can't wait until Christmas.
Me neither.
Oh, I want to see what gifts I will get.
Well, thankfully, Christmas is just around the corner.
Around the corner? Is Santa here already?
If something is around the corner, it is just about to happen.
Gotcha. Just around the corner is 即将到来.
That's right. Christmas is coming up soon. It's just around the corner.
Yet it's almost here.
Hopefully you'll like my gift.
You got me something? What is it?
Just wait. Christmas is around the corner.
That was our shortcut for you, all
yes.
About just around the corner. Help is just around the corner. Let's find out what that help is.
Okay.
Sean and Tom of the Canopy Cat Rescue Group work on saving cats stuck in trees.
Oh, how nice.
The canopy is like the top of a forest where all the tops of the trees are, where the branches come out, and you have all the leaves and things. We call that the forest canopy.
Yeah.
It's just the top of the forest, so that's where the cats would be. And they're a rescue group. If you rescue somebody, you save them when they are in danger. Perhaps they're being attacked. Perhaps they are injured, and you come along and you get them to a safe place. You just bring safety to them. In other words, they are saving cats that are stuck in the trees, rescuing them from the trees.
That's right. We can use rescue both as a verb, to rescue, or as a noun, like there was a rescue of some people in a building on fire, for example. So to save someone in danger. Now let's get back to the article. It says they're also the stars of Animal Planet show, Treetop Cat Rescue. So if you're interested in the adventures of these two brave guys, you can watch them on the Animal Planet channel. Very cool. It says Sean and Tom are brothers-in-law and work as tree experts. That's an interesting job. So their relationship is they work together, and also they're brothers-in-law. That means that Sean is maybe married to Tom's sister. They're related, but through marriage, not because they had the same parents, but because they married people in each other's family. And it also said that they are experts. If you're an expert at something, you are very, very knowledgeable. You know a lot about it. You've trained a lot about it. You've studied a lot about it. You are the person to ask. So, for example, if I wanted to know about rock and roll music, I know Joe is an expert. I would ask him, and he would have answers to all my questions because he knows so much.
I'm also a sleep expert.
A sleep
expert. If you ever need to know anything about sleep, I'm the guy to...
And there you go. See how good he is at sleeping.
See how easy that was. That takes years of serious training.
There you go.
Well, now the article says they moonlight as rescuers of stranded felines. So their day job, the job they do during the day is that they are tree experts, but they moonlight as rescuers of stranded felines. Moonlight here means that you do a different job when you're not doing your regular, normal job. You do something else at night. That's why we call it moonlighting, because you're doing it under the light of the moon at night, during the nighttime hours. So they are rescuers of stranded felines. If you are a rescuer, of course, it means you rescue someone, or in this case, something. They rescue cats. These cats happen to be stranded. If you're stranded, it's like another word for stuck.
Yeah.
You're in a place that you can't get out of. For example, let's say you went to an island and your boat floated away.
Oh, I see.
You would be stranded there. You can't get off unless you want to swim for a very long time.
You could swim?
You could swim, but you might be stranded until somebody comes and picks you up in a boat to take you to safety.
True.
Feline is just a fancy scientific word for cat. For dogs, it's canine.
Canine,
C-A-N-I-N-E.
Okay.
For cats, it's feline.
Right, and that covers everything from your cute little house cat right up to lions and tigers. They're all part of the feline family. They're all cats of different shapes and sizes for scientists. Let's get back to the story. It says, it's a dangerous job. Yeah, as they often have to climb very tall trees. It's true, in the Pacific Northwest, they have some of the tallest, oldest trees in all of America. So you'd really have to be comfortable high above the ground. Some of the trees, it says, can be more than 60 meters tall. 60 meters tall.
That's a
huge
building.
That's very, very big. Yeah, that's like a 10-floor building, for example. A meter is a unit of measurement. We use it to measure distances on the ground or up in the air as well. A meter, of course, is 100 centimeters. And so a kilometer is 1,000 meters. So 60 meters is quite far. You wouldn't want to fall from 60 meters. You'd get hurt or die.
Yeah, I would not want to climb a 60-meter tree.
No, I don't like being that high.
No, that's way too high, especially to be up in a tree.
Yeah.
In addition, cats sometimes don't want to be rescued. Yes.
Silly cats.
They're scared. They're frightened. So they're up there. If you're coming up to rescue them, they don't think, oh, good.
Yay.
Here comes help. They're sitting there, meow.
That's right.
Get away from me. Leave me alone. I'm good. Just get away from me.
So even though they're trying to help, the article says the cats, they'll scratch Sean and Tom using their claws and even try to jump away. Oh my gosh, that shows how scared these cats are. They'll try to jump off the tree, not knowing where to go. They're just so scared. And of course, jumping off the tree, it could kill the cat if they, you know, obviously fall to the ground. So they have to be very careful, very slow, very patient, and maybe have a nice piece of fish.
Something to tempt the cat.
Something like that.
Something to set the cat at ease.
Right.
Which is usually food. The brothers-in-law know the risks of their mission, so they take many precautions.
Good.
A mission is like a task, something that you set out to do. We often use this word when we're talking about the military or soldiers.
Yeah.
They'll have a mission. We're going to travel to this base and we're going to take it over from the enemy.
Okay.
We're talking like seriously about cat rescuing, so we call it a mission. This is what they want to do. They also have to take precautions. These are things that you do in order to remain safe. So, of course, they're climbing up very tall trees. They will have to have some safety procedures in place to make sure they don't fall, they don't get hurt, and they don't get scratched or bitten by the cats, too.
So probably a good strong rope, a helmet for their head, gloves for their hands to protect themselves from the cat. And maybe they even, you know, call the local fire department and tell them what they're doing in case they need help. But hopefully they don't need any help. And as the article continues, when the job goes well, they're almost always thanked with big hugs by each cat's owner, of course, because pet owners, whether it's a cat or a dog or a fish or a bird, they love their pets. And so when the pet is rescued, when the pet is saved and in no danger, they will give you a big hug because they're so happy. A hug is when you put your arms around someone.
Look at all the love.
Big hug. So you do it when you're happy, when you're meeting a friend you haven't seen in a long time, when you're with your loved ones, when you're just really, really overjoyed. You might hug your friend, especially if they save your best cat.
And the article concludes by saying it's part of what makes the job special to these cat rescuers. So this is why they do it. They want to make people happy, saving their favorite pets.
Mm-hmm.
Cats, of course, they become more than just pets. They become members of the family.
That's true.
So it is a very valuable service that they provide.
Yeah.
Well, this brings us to the end of today's article. Before we leave you, though, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today we've been talking about a couple of cat rescuers climbing up very tall trees up to 60 meters high to rescue cats. So that's part of our question today. Mike,
yes.
Would you ever work as a rescuer? Why or why not?
Gosh, that's a good question. I've never really thought about it. Well, first of all, I don't know if cat rescuing's for me because I don't like heights very much. I might get a little too nervous up there. But if I could help on the ground rescuing cats, I would love to do that. I have a friend here, actually, who's a dog rescuer. Well, actually, they rescue many animals, but mainly dogs. And I often see his adventures on Facebook and places, and I think, wow, what a great job he's got. He gets to work with animals and save them. What a good feeling he must have at the end of each day. So, yeah, I think I would like to be a rescuer, but it sounds like a difficult job.
It is a difficult job, but with dogs, at least they stay on the ground.
That's true.
You never see a dog stuck up a tree.
That's true. That's a good point.
If they're lost or if they're in danger, at least they're on the ground. But yes, it is a very worthwhile thing to do, being a rescuer. So I think I would like to do that. I have rescued cats before.
There you go. You are a rescuer.
Them. I planned on adopting them to other families, but once we had them in the house and I looked into their eyes, I could not get rid of them.
Yeah.
So now I just keep having more and more cats. And I've worked with dogs and other animals too.
Good.
It's something that once you start, you can't really stop.
That's right.
You just keep going and going and going. It is a never-ending thing, as I'm sure our cat rescuers from the program know all too well. Well, you guys can have a chat about this. Would you ever work as a rescuer? It takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication. And if you're rescuing cats, a lot of bravery, because you might have to climb very tall trees. And also remember, why or why not? You have to give reasons. You don't get off that easy. Well, we are going to continue talking about this program and our cat rescuers tomorrow on December 25th, Christmas Day. So please join us again then. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Treetop Cat Rescue. The Pacific Northwest of the U.S. is known for its forests. However, there is a growing problem in these wooded areas. House cats are climbing huge trees and getting stuck there. Thankfully, help is just around the corner. Sean and Tom of the Canopy Cat Rescue Group work on saving cats stuck in trees. They're also the stars of Animal Planet's show, Treetop Cat Rescue. Sean and Tom are brothers-in-law and work as tree experts. They moonlight as rescuers of stranded felines. It's a dangerous job as they often have to climb very tall trees. Some of the trees can be more than 60 meters tall. In addition, cats sometimes don't want to be rescued. They'll scratch Sean and Tom, or even try to jump away, which could kill the cat. The brothers-in-law know the risks of their missions, so they take many precautions. When the job goes well, they're almost always thanked with big hugs by each cat's owner. It's part of what makes the job special to these cat rescuers.
Vocabulary Review.
Stuck. The elevator stopped and I was stuck inside. Rescue. The rescue took 2 days, but eventually we found the lost hikers. Rescue. Superman rescued the children before their bus fell off the bridge. Expert. Mike is a car expert, so he can probably tell you what kind of car to buy. Meter. The tallest player on my basketball team is more than 2 meters tall. Mission. The soldiers were given a mission to attack the enemy at night. Hug. The mother gave her child a big hug and said that everything would be fine.